Hey there, podcast subscribers. Scott here with a little summer update on the podcast. I hope that your summer's going well. I hope you're getting a little bit of rest, a little bit of relaxation, maybe a little bit of time to catch up on the podcast. I know that it's a lot. I know that some of you were listening as we went, but I know that a lot of you are just catching up as we go. I hope that it continues to be a blessing. I hope that both of the first couple seasons have continued to be a blessing. I hope that it's empowering you as you are ministering to people, spending time with friends and family, just loving those around you. I just wanted to update you on a couple of things going on with the podcast. First of all, season three is coming this fall. Eternity Bible College is continuing to sponsor the podcast and making it possible for us to move forward this fall. And I'm excited for that, excited for just to continue to learn and grow with you and alongside you as we talk to a number of people who have just deep experience and knowledge, both in scripture, but also in the dynamics of people and everything that's going on. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to talk about issues, some of the issues we haven't gotten to yet. Things like postpartum depression, how we counsel and walk with and disciple perpetrators of abuse, not just the victims, but how do you counsel a perpetrator who is repentant? What does that look like in wisdom and safety? I'm hoping that we can talk about what it looks like to disciple kids with autism, to look at chronic illness, to look at burnout, especially after the last couple of years. How do we navigate the feelings of burnout that people are experiencing? So I'm looking forward to learning, to growing myself. I think there's a number of things that I recognize I desperately need to get more equipped in. And so I'm hoping to utilize these interviews for that and utilize them as a way to equip you as well, give you the resources and share what I get to learn with you and learn alongside you as we go. In the meantime, I'm also offering a course this coming semester, this fall, at Eternity Bible College on advanced issues in counseling. And actually, what we're going to be doing in the course is utilizing last year's podcast. We're going to take 15 of those interviews and walk through those topics and those issues together. We're going to couple them. So we're going to listen to the podcast interviews, but then we're also going to couple them with reading and with a weekly discussion. And so if you were listening to the podcast and just thought, man, I'd love to dig deeper into some of this stuff, love to learn more, or even just love to discuss and talk about some of these dynamics and the complexities at work with others who are trying to figure this out together, this course at Eternity Bible College could be a great opportunity to do that. And so you can learn more about how to either apply and be a part of the program or even just audit the course at eternity.edu. You don't have to be an accepted student just to audit the course. You can learn more about that, and you can email the college to get the information about that. But the website is eternity.edu, and you can just look up the auditing instructions on the top tab there. So we're going to be going through a couple of different books in that class, Counseling the Hard Cases, which is edited by Stuart Scott and Heath Lambert. We're also going to be reading The Dynamic Heart in Daily Life by Jeremy Pierre, which I am really excited to revisit. And also, of course, it's a college course. There's going to be some assignments, some scripture memory, an opportunity to interview a leader in your local church about these topics. And finally, the opportunity to do some research and dig into a topic that you're interested in as we take kind of the format from the podcast and have you think through a specific struggle. I'm utilizing that format as well. So if you are interested at all in that, again, eternity.edu. And I also look forward to connecting with you again in the fall when the next season starts. We should be kicking off in the latter half of August, Lord willing. And so until then, I hope you enjoy the rest of your summer. I'm going to, looking forward to some hiking next week, get out, see the mountains, and just be left in awe of all that the Lord has created, and spend some time in prayer and preparing for what the Lord has ahead here at Cornerstone Church of West LA, and as a part of this little project together with all of you who are joining us. So until then, I know that I'm praying for you. Thankful that you're listening. Thankful that you're connected in this way, that you've subscribed, and look forward to more in the fall. We'll talk to you then.